Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to Achtung Grassroots, another edition of your favourite non-league coverage of our local clubs, in very loosely defined in the Kent and semi-Essex hinterland areas. Joining me on today's show is a show regular. It's Mr. Michael Avery. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, listeners, from whenever time of the day that you're listening to this. And thanks again, Nick, for having me on so soon after Bristol City.
You're welcome. Copyright Michael Avery, that little phrase. Yeah. It's got a little C with a circle.
Yeah, there's normally a C near my name. It doesn't normally mean copyright, it normally means something else. But...
Now, we're going to have run with some quite nice, it's not footage. I never know what the correct term is, listeners, for a collection of sound files. It's not footage because that's film and video, but I'm going to call it footage. Some footage that Michael recorded very recently at a local club in Crayford. VCD Athletic playing Hastings Town in the Isthmian South East League, I think, Mike, wasn't it?
Yes, Hastings United, for a turn of phrase.
Let's run the footage.
Good afternoon from a slightly chilly VCD Athletic for today's game between VCD Athletic and Hastings United for Achtung Grassroots. We're about sort of, I'd say, 10-15 minutes to go before kickoff. Just walking underneath the tinny sound system. So apologies for, is it a nowadays tune? Who knows? I'm not young and trendy anymore. Just having a quick walk around the pitch while some of the other fans are walking in. A really nice little pitch here. Been here before. Now, when Mill Lioness is playing against Charlton Athletic Women, who they grand share with a few years back now. And the pitch for a non-league VCD Athletic team is it's pretty pristine. It's pretty nice. It's flat as a pancake and like a snooker table. And yeah, it looks good. It looks good. There's a few people here turning up at the moment. I'd say a couple of hundred max. Nothing really too more than that for this level, which I believe is Isthmian League South East. And Hastings United are currently top of the table, which I checked before doing this voice recording. There's quite a fair few of them down here. But unfortunately, for this podcast, I'm wearing a rather familiar colour of claret and blue. We do have two of the three Avery juniors with me today. So I'll ask my oldest, Harris, what do you think the score will be today? So VCD are about 8th, 9th from the table. Hastings are top. What do we think it will be?
1-0 Hastings.
1-0 Hastings. You're going for an away win. Oh, good thing we ran by the pitch where no one can hear us. And what about you to the second-born 7-year-old Lennon?
1-0 to VCD.
1-0 VCD, Coy. It'll be an interesting car journey home. Well, as usual with this show, we will check in if anything happens, and if not, we'll be complaining after 10 minutes. So come on, VCD. And VCD's version of Bye For Now there, just reminding us that Hastings United's number 19 is actually one old Dave Martin. No, not the one who let the goal in against Brighton, even though you could argue after letting that in, he should be playing that level. But the Dave Martin who was on the wing a few years back. So there you go. Familiar face down in the non-league. A couple of letters for VCD Athletic there. Just a moment ago, we had a ball played in from Dave Martin on the left. The bouncers beat the player in the middle of the box for Hastings. And the Hastings player on the far post has had a couple of smashes at it. But keeper done well to keep it out. And then literally just a couple of minutes later, the striker got the better of the VCD Athletic player. Was running through on goal and really should have run towards goal and had a pop instead of trying to cut it back across goal to the player, which allowed the VCD player to recover earlier on. So we've had two decent chances in 2 minutes here, but It's a good atmosphere. It's interesting because you've got a lot of Hastings fans behind the VCD goal. And to counter that, you've got quite a few of VCD fans behind the Hastings goal. So it's all very political in non-league, isn't it? 10 minutes in is this Hastings who take the lead. A really nicely hit ball from a drop ball goes to the far post out to Hastings. Ball gets knocked down. And who else but Dave Martin on the edge of the box. A nice little half volley. I think it took the lightest of deflections, but not enough to change the direction of the ball. Just the edge of the area, nice little half volley off the post, and then Hastings take the lead. Really nice finish from Dave Martin. And in truth, yeah, you know, he's older than he is, and he looks older, but he's knocking footballs around like he did when he was at Millwall. So 1-0 to the visitors. We're about 20-21 minutes into the game now, and I think it looks like it's going to be the first card of the game for a really late tackle by VCD. But yep, and there it is, confirmed. A little boo from some of the Hastings fans. Was a late tackle and was a yellow card. There's no denying that. But I think with those ones, I think VCD's got an argument that there was a few the other way as well, because there was a near identical tackle 5 minutes before that didn't even get a yellow card. So I think the refs give that yellow to sort of calm the game down a bit and get everyone a little bit more relaxed, because it's certainly turning a bit heated here. Not in a bad way. Not going to be a violent game or anything like that, but some real big bloody tackles in this one, which is good to see at this level. But you obviously don't seem to get hurt. And there's a shout there. There's a shout there for either a free kick slash penalty or a dive. So that'll be interesting when he pulls that back. Still 1-0 Tastings at the moment. VCD about to shoot, but it's blocked and it looks like it's going to break away. So yeah, the visitor's still 1-0 up. And it's now 1-1 here at VCD Athletic, and the hosts are level. From a corner, the build-up to the goal came from a lovely little movement from VCD, which saw a shot from the edge of the 18-yard box curled in the bottom corner, which was pushed away nicely by the goalkeeper for a corner kick. The resulting corner was floated in, and then the full-back, the number two, poked home from range. So there you go, game back on. Really, really loud cheer when it scored. Good atmosphere, loads of people here. And yeah, do you know what, to be fair, there's been recent acts in grassroots where people have commented on how much football is at this level and whether it lives up to that sort of cost, if you will. But for the three of us, me and the two boys, it's only cost a tenner, and it's been really, really good football so far. So can't really complain too much. And what, 15 minutes to go at a half, maybe just a little bit more. Come on, VCD. And just before half time, it was nearly VCD 2, Hastings 1, and it came from a Hastings corner. The Hastings corner came in, a player's gone for the header, completely missed it. Looked like the old Billy the Fish, completely missed it, but then the ball's broke away. I think it was the 11 for VCD, has run practically the length of the pitch. The entire team is screaming into that out wide, and even I thought the ball wide was the better ball. But he's just gone absolute turn of pace, the boy. Kept going, played a lovely through ball into the penalty area. The shot was down low, looked like it was going in, but somehow, I don't know how, it seemed to deflect off the goalkeeper and go over the bar, but from the angle, it really shouldn't have done. VCD corner now coming in from the twos. The fullback has had a good half so far, and the goal scorer comes in. And it's cleared by Hastings. Unlucky there. Only as far as VCD, actually, on the edge of the box. Good tackle there. And, yep, it's that. Unlucky. Some good stuff in the first half. Enjoyable football. So it is half-time now, 1-1, as we make our way back up to the bar area to get a couple of Diet Cokes. But really interesting half of football. And as they were leaving the pitch, a few of the players from both sides were going up to the ref asking about decisions. So I wouldn't necessarily say the referee's had a bad game, not enough to warrant people actually asking him questions on his performance, but there was definitely a few that you've seen given either way. But that's a good game of football, it's a good level. Like I said, £10 to get in for three people, which is really, really good value, and can't really complain too much. It's Bank Holiday Monday, game of football. What's there not to love? Well, I'd say about 5-10 minutes in the second half now, I was too busy buying refreshments when the second half kicked off. But it's about 5-10 minutes, and it's certainly a tasty second half. We've had a yellow card for a really bad foul, and then about 2 minutes later we now got a free kick on the edge of the area for VCD after an equally bad foul. You sort of know what they're like, because you can see the way awful free kick there. You can see the way they're like, by the way, the officials are flagging straight away and the ref blows his whistle straight away. And it's one of those things in football that's strange, because the Hastings player has appealed for a penalty, appealed for handball, not got it. It would have been a harsh handball to give. But then 30 seconds later, goes and absolutely chops down the VCD Athletic player from behind and runs up to the referee and goes, basically, I did that because you didn't give a handball. And then you can go to the bench going, oh, you didn't give the handball, ref. And you think, well, that's not really a green light to sort of be chopping people down, is it? And that's what this game's sort of slowly turning into. And I hope it doesn't go that way, because that's not the way the first half sort of promised or had the potential to be. So hopefully that yellow card's calmed this game down now and get back to what it was, which was an enjoyable game of football and two fan bases who actually seem to be quite civil to each other. So not long gone, should I say. Not about half an hour left. So let's see how we get on. Come on, VCD or Hastings. Hastings nearly scored. The verbal tennis between the two fan bases is getting a bit much. I mean, this is a good rehearsal for the Millwall v Palace game in a couple of days. It's like the Hastings ultras against the VCD ultras. You've got a load of younglings behind the goal shouting that the old lot should go home to their ugly wives and they've got work in the morning, only to have Hastings say they've got school in the morning. Oh, you can cut the atmosphere of a knife. And it's 2-1 to the away side, and it has absolutely erupted when that ball went in. And it was in front of the Hastings ultras as well. So that was a bit lively, but yeah, Hastings have got the ball, played some nice little passing movement on the edge of the box. Hastings players looked up, curled it beautifully in the top corner, and left the VCD a keeper with absolutely no chance. It was a really, really good goal. Not normally this sort of level, some of the goals you can argue a little bit scrappy or toe pokey or all that kind of thing, but that was a real, real goal of quality. Sam Adams there, member of the Adams family, you never know. But yeah, really, really good goal. A lot of cheers from the away fans, and it's 2-1 to Hastings. Wow, with these last few minutes been an interesting few moments. The Hastings team gave away a foul in their half, not too deep in their half, and straight away was in the referee's face. Dissent, lots of dissent, to be honest with you, from Hastings, and ended up with a yellow card. Free kicks gets lofted in as the ball bounces around in the area. It bounces up, hits a player on the hand, but not 100% sure if he could have got his hand out of the way in time. But the referee's straight to the spot, surrounded by Hastings players. VCD Athletic now with a penalty to make it 2-2 and bring the back game level. Blow the whistle. Yeah! Yes, and there it is. There we are. 2-2. 2-2, and Hastings feel very hard done by it. Not sure if they are, but in their opinion, they have been. Heads are down. It's going to get very, very tasty the next 10 to 15 minutes. And you can hear from the noise. Only a few hundred people here, but great, great noise when they've scored again. And game on. Game on big time. So just left the ground, and the game finishes at VCD Athletic 2, Hastings United 2. Overall, I'd say the quality of the actual game itself wasn't, you know, what you'd expect from a higher level. But again, you're walking into a lot of these non-league grounds knowing that, you know, this isn't going to be the pinnacle of English football, but it's going to be a game of football where you see some proper tackling, some proper football, and, you know, some proper fans to a point, you know, a lot of the diehard fans. And that's one of the things I've noticed since we've been covering the non-league games, that due to my sort of ignorance, if you will, I always thought there was a little bit kind of fans who would go and watch teams if they were local, or if somebody supported a team and that team was away, or if there was nothing better to do. But you do have some of these clubs with really, really good fan bases, and both of these sides had them today. You know, Hastings United, I was sort of half in jest saying about they had their ultras and everything like that, but you know, they've got a team bus. They came all the way from Hastings, you know, to come to VCD Athletic, and that it really is a level of support at this level. And also as well with VCD, you heard on some of the sound clips as well, every time there was a goal or there was an incident, you know, they got into the game, they got excited, and that's what grassroots football's about, really. It was a good game. There was a couple of moments of quality. As I said in my earlier voice notes, the Hastings goal wasn't really, really well taken goal, their third one. And it's just good to get out, watch the football that feeds the system, that feeds the pyramid, and, you know, is the level where a lot of kids either sort of cut their cloth, or a lot of sort of the old pros in the example of Dave Martin still plies his trade. So £10 it was for the three of us to get in. Not going to lie, it should normally be 12, but because of the fact they didn't have any change, they let the two boys in for free. But either way, for a family of three to get in to watch a game of football for £12, where you see four goals, lots of action, great atmosphere, and a friendly bunch of supporters from both sides, you can't really knock it. So this is Acton Grassroots signing out, and don't know where it'll take us next on the journey.
Welcome back to the show, dear listeners. Mike, that was great footage. I enjoyed listening to that. Thing that really struck me, two things. One, that was the first sports event I've actually kind of felt linked to in Crayford since the demise of the Crayford Kestrel Speedway team in the mid-70s. Long while ago now. But I was really struck by the kind of passion of the game that was on display there. You know, it was a proper football match, mate, wasn't it? It sounded heated, and like there was real energy going in that game.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I've obviously known of VCD for a few years now, living in this kind of area, and I know I've sort of not made it sort of obvious, but I do sort of have a little bit of an allegiance towards like Erith Town and Erith and Belvedere, where they're my nearest teams. But I thought, you know, there's quite a lot of non-league teams in this area. So, as we've said before, so to give another one a go, really, to see how they go. But I was actually expecting, with all due respect to VCD and Hastings, not too many people there, because it was Bank Holiday Monday. You know, it was just really, I even said to my boys, you can hear on the audio, my two boys are there with me. And I just sort of said to them, should we just go and watch a game of football? It was literally as blasé as that. And it was only when we walked in did we actually see, and I know it sounds stupid, but you actually saw jumpers with Hastings United Barmy Army top on, and you saw people with drums, and they were walking around the pitch, and you could see them behind the VCD Athletic goalkeeper's net, and then you could see the VCD youngsters, about six or seven of them, behind the Hastings United's net. So you sit there thinking, this is a bit more than just turn up on a bank holiday Monday and watch a game of football. And then you're watching the game, and I've put it in some of those sound clips where, in the nice possible way, at times they were kicking absolute lumps out of each other. And if you're a neutral, like I clearly am with the non-league, you're watching it. And like I said, it finishes 2-2. Both of Hastings' goals were absolute class. There's no denying that at all. Dave Martin, he got a half volley on the edge of the box, and then there was a curling effort from Hastings in the top corner. Yeah, and you know, the funny thing was as well, like he's carrying a bit of timber now, and he might not move as gracefully up the wing as he did, but he was still bringing the ball down and hitting like 40 yard passes across the pitch, and they were landing to feet. So as you said, I recall you said on the Dagenham show that you did, that you sometimes question the prices of getting into the games. And I know there's some non-league teams, especially I think it was Ebbsfleet a few years back, they charged quite a bit for what was, you know, Conference South football. As I said on the audio a few times, it was a tenner, Nick. Tenner for me and the boys to get in.
You cannot argue and with that.
Right. No. And you really are supporting, I know it's a cliche, but you are supporting these local teams. And even if you haven't got an affiliation to these teams, you could just, you could watch some players there, like I said in the sound clip. There could be 17, 18-year-old kids who in 4 or 5 years' time, they could be gracing the Football League. And you, to a degree, by going to watch and play in the non-league and paying to watch and play in the non-league, has sort of kept that journey going. I know it sounds a bit too romantic for a bank holiday game.
No, I agree. I think that's the thing that's really leapt out of the various games that I've been to this season. It's interesting to listen to the VCD coverage that you did, because in the same way, you get a sense that there is, you know, it's both. There are players on the way out of the game. Dave Martin is an easy example at Ebbsfleet that I went to earlier in the season. There was Lee Martin and Joe Martin, ex-Millwall. And, you know, you come across these names from our past, but also other clubs. There's a couple of ex-Charlton players playing for Ebbsfleet from memory. So it's interesting from that point of view. I mean, at Bromley now, you've got Byron Webster and Liam Trotter, and so it goes. But it's probably more interesting, really, for the names that are unknown, the youngsters, as you've just said. I mean, it is it is the proverbial tough breeding ground, isn't it? Because the games are, they may lack in quality, they certainly don't lack for in passion and physicality, because that really came over in that, in those sound clips that you did for us. You know, it was a strongly contested match there, wasn't it? Two each in the end, I believe it finished.
Yeah, it was. And this is where a lot of these young players will, as it goes, they'll cut their cloth there. They'll even though they won't be playing in front of the thousands that you get even at Millwall or even in the Football League. You know, we're not just going to talk about the glamour of the Man Cities, Man Uniteds and all these. But the way that the managers from both teams were getting heated in the game, and you could hear, I was on the other side of the pitch in the dugout, but you could hear the managers just like screaming instructions and questioning decisions, yeah, and the passion. When with Hastings' second goal, it was quite unfortunate I didn't get the reaction on when I did the recording, but the whole place literally just erupted. And that, yeah, I think on the day there was something like 206 people there as spectators. When that goal went in, it sounded like a lot more than 206. And I know it sounds silly, and people might think I'm trying to glamorise it to get more people down to watch, you know, sort of like Cray Valley paper mills or whatever. But it's but the quality, as you say, may not have been there. There might have been a few mishit passes, but what do you expect a few divisions below the Football League? You know, a lot of the games I've been to this year, I've probably enjoyed, even though obviously Millwall's the team, the Birmingham result. Millwall, the Birmingham result was good, the QPR result was good, and being back in the stadiums. But some of the better games of the non-league, I've actually enjoyed more than some of Millwall's worst games we've played this season, if you get my point.
Yeah, I think that's something you pick up a lot whenever you listen or read anything regarding the non-league scene, in its widest possible sense. That theme is a regular thing, Mike. The disillusionment with top flight football, certainly. And what, I'm trying to find the right words. I'm not sure the real nature of non-league is, real is maybe not the best choice of word, but that sense that it's still in touch with the game as it used to be, certainly. And it's just an enjoyability to the, you know, you're standing by the pitch side, aren't you? You know, you are, the yeah, tackle is right there, right in front of you. I noticed that at Hornchurch when Harry and I went to Hornchurch. You can laugh at the Haringey Borough ultras that have come, but then there was a coach load of them, Mike. And I think you make a similar point, yeah, about Hastings. You know, they've travelled from Hastings to Crayford on a bank holiday by coach, I guess. Well, you know, there's probably, what, 30, 40 people in that coach? I don't know. That's income for the recipient club. But also, it just demonstrates the depth of English football. And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I mean, just to go back to your point, I mean, yeah, these shows are very much an advert for VCD Athletic and all the others. I really do hope that people listen to these shows and decide that they also might want to spend a Saturday afternoon, maybe Millwall's away, maybe we're playing some other day of the week, not on a Saturday, and they'll go along and give Cray Valley Paper Mills, is a wonderful name for a football club, and give them a try. Yeah. Go to VCD Athletic, listeners. It stands for Vickers, Crayford and Dartford. And Vickers, founded in 1916, Vickers were machine gun manufacturers, the armaments, yeah, factory, which have links to Crayford. There's a Maxim Road, I think, in the area, from memory, Maxim Guns. So these, you know, this is an old, well-connected, well-established part of Crayford. I'm just trying to place it, Mike. Is there a church there? Is it St Paulinus that's nearby? Is it around that way? That part of
Crayford? Yeah, it's not too far. So for those who know sort of Bexleyheath quite well, if you've got the sort of big Marriott Hotel on the top of sort of Gravel Hill, if you're looking downwards on the hill, instead of going down, you literally chuck a right at what's now the sort of new mini roundabout built, as if you're going towards Crayford High Street. Right. And then it's just literally just tucked around the back of there. So it's one of those places you won't, I mean, it's not like Indiana Jones where you need to like run away from boulders to try and find the place, but it is a little bit off the beaten. Yeah, it's a little bit off the beaten track, if you will. But like you were saying there, Nick, it's like, just using me as an example, where I live in sort of Belvedere Way. I think you can literally get from where I live about five or six different non-league grounds in any direction, and they're only 5 minutes away. And so, I mean, that's also part of the reason why with the MSC that we have these deals with these non-league clubs as well. So that basically, as you say, if you wanted to get down there, and watch a game of football, you can, because you're not for those who might think, well, they advertise in other teams or that kind of thing, you're not speak much betraying Millwall by going to a game, you know, when Millwall are away somewhere, or like I said, it's a bank holiday game and Millwall aren't playing. You know, you just go and watch a bit of football. And another thing I will say with these non-league brands, I find them a lot more with more probably the VCDs and the kind of Erith Towns, more so than Dagenhams, and maybe to a degree Dartford as well. But they've got so much character, I find, especially VCD. It's a really nice little setup. It's nice. You walk in, and for those who've not been in there already, you basically walk past their bar, their clubhouse. You walk through the turnstile, and then immediately on your left, there's like the sort of burger van, or the burger stall. And then I think I took a picture and put it on my social media. And then there's the hill where you've got that beautiful sort of panoramic view of the pitch if you want to stand there and watch it. Or you just walk down into the stand, and you've got like the main stand on one side of the pitch, and on the other side, there's the terracing section, and then behind there is where the actual dugout is. So if you're stood at the top of the hill, you can actually see the players coming out of the changing rooms and a long tunnel round to the front. So these are places, like I said, if you go to like Dagenham's or Dartford's, they're all these sort of like, or Ebbsfleet especially, they're all these sort of built stadia looking to go up to that next level. But these little VCDs, Erith Towns, the sort of leisure centre, they're humble. And I think that comes across with the fans as well. They're humble. They're real characters. They're good people. And I'm actually really enjoying doing the coverage so far. I mean, I know it was sort of a little idea that we had, but I'm enjoying covering it at the moment.
It's fantastic. I really enjoyed this footage. I'll call it that again. I really enjoyed this. I was meaning to get over to the game, listeners. Things cropped up and I couldn't make it over to Crayford from where I'm on the other side of the water. But I will certainly give VCD a try because they've intrigued me. I'm going to try Erith Town at some point as well. I mean, going back to the Millwall point, why are we doing these shows? Well, we want to promote local non-league clubs. Sometimes you can't get to Millwall away. Sometimes you don't want to sit in front of iFollow. Sometimes you want to have a beer and watch a game of football played with spirit and honesty. And that's what you can do at this level of the game. And I just think it's wonderful. It needs support. COVID has affected every single club, including our own. And, you know, if standing and watching a game of football, Mike, and having a beer or a burger or a cup of coffee or whatever your tipple is, helps to support the, you know, the jewel in the crown of our sporting scene, then I'm all for it. So I think this is great stuff. So VCD Athletic are based at a ground called the Oakwood on Old Road in Crayford, just 200 yards, I'm going to call it, I don't do meters, from Phoenix Sports, who are bottom of the table, I see. But that's remarkable, having two football clubs within a couple of hundred yards of each other in the same area.
And for those who know sort of Phoenix as well, they're a really nice sort of little local club, similar sort of thing to VCD. You sort of walk in and there's the clubhouse area, and then you've got a beautiful pitch there. I mean, I remember when I was young, I sort of played a few games there against like the Phoenix Sports under 11s and all this. But the pitch they've got now is a really nice little setup. Like I said, they've got a really nice little stand. If you want to be cheeky with Phoenix, hopefully none of the Phoenix is listening to this, but the wall outside is quite low, so if you're lucky enough to be over about 5'9", you can actually walk down the road a little bit and look over the wall and watch. But that's obviously not what it's all about with grassroots. It's about funding it. But Phoenix is another one of those, Nick, that I'll certainly go down there and give them a watch, kind of thing. And like we say, to a degree, you sort of broaden your horizons a bit, because these are the teams. If you look, I think, was it either last season or the season before, Cray Valley PM, they got to Wembley in one of these competitions, wasn't it? It
was they made the FA Cup early, didn't they? Or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So you'll see these competitions, or you'll see these competitions on TV, and you'll be like, oh, I remember that number 7. I had a beer with him after the game earlier in the season. You know that kind of thing. Yeah, right. And so you have a little bit of an affiliation to these teams just by going down to the grounds and sort of getting to know the people there. So I don't see anything wrong. We're going to watch these teams at the moment, and like I said, like the sort of relationship that as a podcast and as a supporters club we've built with like the Erith Towns and the Erith and Belvedere's already, and the Fishers, let's not forget the Fishers, down at St Paul's, they clearly appreciate the support that they get, no matter how many of you go down there.
Fantastic. That's what it's all about. That if we do that this season, doing these shows, we'll probably carry on doing them because I'm enjoying them. That's fundamentally why I do this whole thing. But we're enjoying it. The football's good. The day out is good. Midweek or weekend, whenever you can get along to your local club. So that draw there between VCD, left VCD in eighth position in the Isthmian Southeast table, which is below the Isthmian Premier League. So one level below the likes of Hornchurch that we saw, and I think Cray Wanderers in the Premier League of the Isthmian League. They're one level down. But eighth position for VCD. Hastings keep their position at the top of the table after that draw. And come on, Phoenix, you're at the bottom of the table, 4 points adrift. So we need them to get some results, some W's in the bank. Really appreciate your coverage there, Michael. Big thank you for that. We're going to wind up this particular edition of Acton Grassroots at that point. And we'll be back very, very soon with another bit of coverage of one of our local non-league clubs. Hope you enjoy this series. Until then, bye for now. We'll be right back.